Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
And the cattle market's higher today. We are 40 to 70 higher on the feeder cattle. Right in the last minute of the trade, those markets, the feeder cattle did retreat, only 20 or so higher after being a dollar higher. So there are some willing sellers here going into the close, and that pressured it here. But we finished higher on the day across the board for the feeder cattle. And then live cattle, June's up $1.40 at 121.10, about 37 off the high. August up $1.57 at 118 even. So again, the cattle market's higher here. The live cattle in June are still at a discount to where we traded the last part of last week. And now that we're going into the month of June, we expect those to come together somewhat. Boxed beef at midday, 32 cents higher on the choice at 222.39. Select down 8 cents at 201.49. And then the feeder cattle index is 146.09, down $1.51. And I think the last trade on that May was 145.95. So almost identical to where that May feeder cattle expired there in the index. Of course, August now, the front month at 147.10. And the seasonal tendency from here through the end of August is a stronger market, especially in the feeder cattle. Of course, the last couple of years has been anything but seasonal.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets traded weaker today. We had Chicago wheat leading to the downside, down 15 and a half of July Chicago wheat at 466. July Kansas City weaker as well, down 10 and three quarters at 449. Both of those about 3 cents off of their low. It seems like the Oklahoma crop here is going to be fairly large at over 130 million bushels. That's really large compared to the last couple of years. There is a problem, though, with the weather forecast. If it does keep raining and driving the dragging out the harvest, that there could be develop some problems there. But at this point, yields have come in relatively good compared to normal, which, of course, is a welcome sign. We're going to need that extra yield with the lower price here. A lot of these cash markets are dragging lower with the basis really getting pressured. And the beans were down 3 to 8 cents. Most of the weakness was on the front end of July. And then corn was down 5 to 7 and 3 quarter cents. On June 10th, we've got a monthly supply and demand, but the bigger report will be on June 30th, which will give us our revised acreage numbers for corn and beans. The price action, it looks like, is going to bring on a higher bean planted number and possibly a lower corn planted number, and that report's going to be on June 30th. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.